/Hunter, and it's all thanks to Bloom's Pump Irrigation and Pool Care.
Fresh for breakfast. Power FM's Nick. Waking up in the Hunter Valley.
This is a very interesting situation.
Now, today at Power FM, it's a bit of an exciting day because it's new boss day. We got a new boss coming into the place. And I always feel that in these situations, you know, you need to make a good wardrobe choice. So I have ditched the shorts, which I've been rocking for a couple of days because I thought, oh, you know what? Probably not a great idea to make a first impression with the shorts I'm rocking like I just rocked up from the beach. Hello, aloha, boss man. So I put on the jeans. But when you get dressed at 4 o'clock in the morning, things can sometimes go a bit pear-shaped. Have been known to come in with my hair all over the place. Luckily, I am always wearing clothes, but not always the right way around. This morning, I have had a wardrobe fail on new boss day. I've managed to forget my belt for my jeans. So, because I'm a little bit worried that the first meeting with the new boss, damn, the pants are going to go to my ankles. What am I going to do? This could be the most embarrassing new meet ever. Live on your lawn, thanks to Bloom's Pumps Irrigation and Pool Care, hanging out at Karen's place in Denman. Now, we're going to play a bit of a game down here. It's what tool is that?
Tool number one, tell us what that is, ladies.
Okay, you are pointing at a picture of something that's green. It's got some kind of a saw thing off the back. I'd say probably really good for carving your ham over Christmas because you could, like, put it on the side of your bench and then just run the ham across. So I'm going to call it a ham saw.
I'm thinking ice sculpturing for Christmas table.
Amazing! That is awesome. Okay, Chris.
I think you're both wrong, but I think we could go back to the manufacturers with some new ideas here.
Brekkie with Nick on 98.1 Power FM, and Billy the Boss Man is joining me. Good morning, boss. How
good
are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm good.
It's our weekend catch-up. How was your weekend?
Not bad. I had to work Saturday, and yesterday it was one of those relaxing days with the aircon on, just kind of kicking back on the lounge, and I did watch Rocky 3.
Oh my goodness. So I had to drive back up from Sydney and Lindsay was sitting on the couch with the air conditioning on watching Rocky 3. Blow by blow commentary of the movie the whole way to Muswellbrook.
It was one
like,
of those.
Like I have watched it via the freeway.
Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
Okay, playing Nix's Spelling Bee this morning for your chance to pick up some movie tickets at Majestic Cinemas on Sunday, this Sunday the 30th at 2 p.m. There is a screening of Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Going to the Power FM hotline. Robbie, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Robbie, how do you rate yourself as a speller? Do you reckon you're a good speller or relatively average?
Better than my parents, so probably.
Better than your parents. I love the confidence. All right, another tricky word that apparently people get caught up on. We'll see how you go on this one, mate. Yeah. License, as in driver's license.
Oh, L-I-C-E-N-C-E.
Yay! You've got a license to spell, my friend, and you're off to the movies. You are going to see Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day on Sunday, mate.
Oh, thank you. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it is the Hilltop Hoods, and Pressure from the Hilltop Hoods is joining me, buddy. You guys are heading to Newcastle tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be our biggest show ever in Newcastle, which is mad exciting.
Hey, how do you guys prepare for your on-stage acts?
Me and Suff always warm up for like 20 minutes before the show, so we do vocal exercises to warm our voices up, sing strange songs you'd never imagine us singing.
You're saying songs nobody would imagine you singing. Are we talking like Sound of Music?
This is, it's pretty extreme, yeah, look, this is top secret stuff.
I can see you guys sitting there singing The Hills Are Alive.
Yeah, right, exactly.